他的生命用他的经历在讲,
and he uses his life and his experience to preach.
所以真的是让我有很多的领受,
and I received much and benefited much.
我们再回到我们的使徒行传上面,
so this week we come back to the book of Acts.
上次陈牧师讲到在使徒行传里面, 保罗和希拉和提摩太他们在帖撒罗尼迦城以及在比里亚的事工。
And so the last time we talked about Paul and Silas in Thessalonica and Berea and their ministry there.
我们知道他们在帖撒罗尼迦城的布道，他们受到当地的犹太人挑，他们受到这当地的人的逼迫，他们逃到比里亚，然后这帖撒罗尼迦的人又追到比里亚。
We know that in Thessalonica they were persecuted by the Jews, and when they went to Berea, the people in Thessalonica chased them till there.
所以在比里亚的时候，然后弟兄姐妹就把保罗送出去。
So in Berea, the brothers sent Paul away, and Timothy and Silas was waiting in Berea.
然后保罗就从比里亚逃出去之后，就来到雅典。
And so Paul came out from Berea to Athens.
所以我们今天就从这里开始。
So we start from Athens today.
我们一起来先来读神的话语。
Let's read the word of God.
可以给我 control 吗？ OK, thank you. 好，我邀请大家起立，我们一起来读神的话语。We
invite all to stand as we read the word of God.
我们用起音的方式一起来读，我来读单数，然后我请会众来读，我来读第一节，然后请会众读第二节。We
read it responsively.
保罗在雅典等候他们的时候，看见满城都是偶像，就心里着急。So
he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the devout persons, and in the marketplace every day with those who happened to be there.
还有以比古罗和斯多亚两门的学士与他争论，有的说这胡言乱语的要说什么，有的说他似乎是传说外邦鬼神的，这话是因保罗传讲耶稣与复活的道。And
they took him and brought him to Areopagus, saying, "May we know what this new teaching is that you are presenting?"
因为你有些奇怪的事传到我们耳中，我们愿意知道这些事是什么意思。Now
all the Athenians and the foreigners who lived there would spend their time in nothing except telling or hearing something new.
保罗站在亚略巴谷当中说：“众位雅典人呐，我看你们凡事都很敬畏鬼神。”For
as I passed along,
这个不是很灵敏。Doesn't work. Okay.
For as I passed along and observed the objects of your worship, I found also an altar with the inscription to the unknown God. What therefore you worship as unknown, this I proclaim to you.
创造宇宙和其中万物的神，既是天地的主，救不住人手所造的殿。
Nor is he served by human hands, as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all mankind life and breath and everything.
他从一本造出万族的人, 住在全地上, 并且预先定准他们的年限和所住的疆界,
that they should seek God in the hope that they might feel their way towards Him and find Him. Yet He is actually not far from each of us.
我们生活、动作、存留都在乎他, 就如你们做事的, 有人说我们也是他所生的。
Being then God's offspring, we ought not to think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image formed by the art and imagination of man.
世人蒙昧无知的时候，神并不鉴察，如今却吩咐各处的人都要悔改。Because
he has fixed a day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man whom he has appointed, and of this he has given assurance to all by raising him from the dead.
众人听见从死里复活的话，就有讥笑他的；又有人说：“我们再听你讲这个吧。”So
Paul went out from their midst.
但有几个人贴近他，信了主，其中有亚略巴谷的官丢尼修，并一个妇人名叫大玛利，还有别人一同信从。天父，亲爱的主，我们感谢赞美你。天父，我们把这段话语仰望交托在你的手中。天父，我们求你的圣灵与我们同在。主啊，愿你的灵也高牧孩子。 愿你的灵大大的充满孩子，使用孩子这卑微的器皿来传讲你的话语，也愿你祝福你的话语，也愿我们众弟兄姐妹有一颗敬畏的心来到你的面前。主啊，愿你在这里 真的是居首位掌王权，愿你在这里都得荣耀。我们感谢赞美你，听我们的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。
阿门。好，大家请坐。
Please be seated. This is our structure today. We have a first introduction.
我们会讲到保罗的宣教热心，我们也会讲到大都市的饭后茶余。
We talk about the zeal of Paul's missionary heart and about what's happening in this marketplace.
但我们的重点是在第二部分，未知之神。
And of course, our emphasis is on the second point, the unknown God.
最后我们看到就是保罗在讲道之后众人的回应。
And then we'll look at the responses of the crowd after Paul has preached.
所以保罗到了雅典之后，然后保罗进了雅典这个城市，他看到雅典的满城都是在拜偶像。
And so when Paul came to Athens, he saw that the whole city was full of idols.
他看到那个宙斯的神庙，他看到那个雅典娜的神庙，他看到那个他们敬拜战神阿里斯和那个太阳神阿波罗。
And so he saw the temple of Zeus, the temple of Athena, the temple of Helios, and all the gods of the Athens.
所以他看到。看到满城都是拜偶像的。
He saw that the whole city was full of idols.
所以当保罗看到这个时候，他心里面就很着急，他心里面就很焦急，如同火烧一样。
And so when Paul sees that his spirit was provoked, it's burned with fire.
我们在下面紧接着看到，在十七节、十八节，我们就看到保罗无论到哪里，然后都去传道。
And so we see in 17, 18, no matter where Paul goes, he's there to preach the gospel.
因为他心里焦急，如同火烧。
Because his heart is being provoked.
因为看他看到这些失丧的灵魂。
He saw these lost souls.
所以他，你看，我们在下面看到他在会堂里面，在与犹太人、与那些皈依犹太教的这些敬虔人。在和他们一起辩论。
And so we see that he reasoned in the synagogue with the Jews and the devout persons.
我们看到他不但在会堂里，而且在这个每日的市场上面，与这些小市民、市井之民一起辩论。
But he not only reasoned with those in the synagogues, he also went out to the marketplace and to reason with those who happened to be there.
他不但与市井之民一起辩论，而且与雅典当时的这些哲学家伊比古罗和斯多亚派的这些哲学家来辩论。
And not only with this everyday laity, but he debated with those philosophers, Epicurean and Stoic philosophers of the Greeks.
因为他心里如同火烧，他要把这个福音的道理讲给他们。
Because his heart is provoked within him, and he wants to preach the gospel.
那是雅典最著名的两个哲学流派，一个是伊比古罗，一个是斯多亚派。
So these two party, Epicurean and Stoicism, is the two most famous philosophers in.
所以伊比古罗的话，我们英文有一个词叫 Epicure， 就是享乐主义的意思。
So Epicurean is hedonistic.
就是从这里来的。
It's from this word.
因为伊比古罗是最当时是最早的唯物论。
So Epicureans are the most earliest materialist.
他们刚开始的时候，他们过的是非常勤俭、非常自律的一个生活。
They live in a very disciplined and simple life in the beginning.
所以但是到后来越来越发展的时候，他们就越来越放纵。所以就是他们有一句名言，就我们吃吃喝喝快乐吧，因为明天就死了。
And so as they progress, it becomes more and more loose, and they have a famous phrase, "Let's eat and drink, for tomorrow we shall die."
所以这今天有点像我们今天的唯物者。
It's a lot like a materialist today.
我们看我们中国的共产党刚开始的时候也是非常勤俭，也是非常自律的。
You see that the Communist Party started off as very simple and very, very disciplined.
但是到现在怎么样？
But what happened now?
我们知道现在绥政才又落马了，对吧？重庆的市委书记。
Sorry.
最大的城市，世界上最大的城市，重庆市委书记落马。
The biggest city in the world has.
啊，也重庆。Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah,
he was arrested.
Arrested.
Yeah, 因为他有很多的贪污，有很多的腐败。
Because there's a lot of corruption happening there.
因为我们看到今天的唯物论者，最后他一定要落入这样的光景当中，就是我们吃吃喝喝快乐吧，因为明天就死了。
And materialists will progress to this stage that we say that let us eat and drink for tomorrow we shall die.
斯多亚派有点像我们的道家，像中国的道家。
And Stoicism is a little bit like Taoism in Chinese.
所以约翰福音，我们知道斯多亚派在讲，就是宇宙间有一个大的道在那里运行。
And so Stoicism talk about this great word logos in the universe.
然后每个人都是一个小的可以小的那个 reasonable 的可以理解这个大道的这个小的这个道理。
And all of us are small reason which can understand this big reason.
所以有点像我们的道家。
A little bit like Taoism.
我们知道约翰福音就是用斯多亚派的 语言来表述的。
And we know that John uses this language of the Stoicism.
所以太初有道，道与神同在，这道就是神。
And so in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word is God.
那个希腊语就 Logos， 就是斯多亚派的那个道。
And the Greek word is Logos, the word for this Stoicism.
所以保罗在这个在会堂里面，在这个市场上，然后也与斯多亚派的哲学、伊壁古勒的哲学家与他们一同辩论，要把福音讲给他们。
So Paul reasoned with those in the synagogues and the marketplace, and even with the philosophers to preach the gospel to them.
然后他们就把保罗带到这个亚略巴谷这个地方。
Then they took Paul to Areopagus.
亚略巴谷是由希腊为 Ares 和 Pagus 两个字组成的。
And so Areopagus is by two words in Greek, Ares.
我们知道 Ares 是希腊的战神。
Ares is the god of war in Greek.
由于 Ares 杀了那个波塞冬的儿子叫哈里瑞塞乌斯。
And so Ares killed the son of Poseidon.
所以 Ares 就在这个地方受审。
So Ares was judged there.
所以这个地方就叫亚略巴谷。
That place is called Areopagus.
所以后来这个地方就成为这个希腊在雅典他们受审的地方。
So it became a place of judgment in Athens.
就成为雅典的法庭。
It became the law court of Athens.
所以当保罗被带到这里的时候，所以我们知道他有一定的那个因素，就是说他们要在这里要有一个要受审，要被审判。
So there's a reason why Paul was took there to Areopagus. He has to defend himself. He's being judged.
那保罗就被带到这个雅典的这些官员面前，保罗就站在当中，然后对他们讲。
So Paul was standing before the court officials of the Athens, and he's preaching to them.
所以这就是我们今天的重点，就是在保罗的这段讲道上。
And we're emphasizing on the preaching of Paul today.
所以保罗站在亚略巴谷当中的时候，保罗就对他们说：“众位雅典人呐、啊、
！”So when Paul was in the midst of Areopagus, he said, "Men of Athens,
我看你们在凡事上都是很敬畏鬼神的。
I perceive that in every way you are very religious."
那保罗这个用的“敬畏鬼神”这个字，在希腊原文里面，它是一个中性的，没有任何的含义。
And so when Paul uses the word, "I perceive that in every way you are very religious,"
没有特别的贬义，也没有特别的褒义。
It is not cynical and it's not negative or positive.
就像我们今天说，你们都是敬畏神的。
It's just like telling you all are God-fearers.
你们都是敬虔的。
And you are all godly.
所以保罗说，你们都是敬虔的。所以我在你们这个城市里面走动的时候，四处看的时候，我看到你们当中有你们敬畏一位神。我们看到有一座坛，上面写的是卫士之神。
And so Paul says, I know that you are very godly, and as I move along in your city, I saw even an altar with the inscription to the unknown God.
所以希腊人敬拜很多的神，有宙斯，有雅典娜，有阿瑞斯。然后有这个阿波罗，也有波塞冬。
And the Greeks worship a lot of deities. There's Zeus, Athena, Ares, Poseidon.
但是他们还怕有一些神他们没有敬畏到，所以他们就有一座坛上面写着卫士之神。
But they are afraid that they might lose out something, so they have this altar with the inscription to the unknown god.
这个卫士之神就让我想起在公元前300多年，然后希腊有一位大哲学家，就是在保罗这个时候再往前面300多年的时候，有一位哲学家叫苏格拉底。
And so this reminded me of a philosopher 300 years BC before Paul, Socrates.
我们知道苏格拉底是，你们知道苏格拉底是为什么被他们杀死的吗？
And do you know why Socrates was judged to die?
是被希腊人杀死的。
He was killed by the Greeks.
为什么被他们杀死？
Why was he condemned to death?
因为苏格拉底看到雅典人所敬畏的这些神，不管是宙斯还是雅典娜还是阿波罗所敬畏的这些神，他觉得这些神都不是那个真正的神。
Because Socrates think that all the gods that these Greeks are worshipping are not the true god.
所以因为苏格拉底知道这些，如果是这位神一定是一位真理的神。
Because Socrates know that if there's a true god, he will be a god of truth.
但是他看到雅典的这些神跟真理没有半点关系。
But these deities of the Greeks has nothing to do with truth.
所以苏格拉底是被他们以无神论的名义杀死的。
So Socrates was condemned to death on the charge of atheism.
但是在柏拉图全集里面，然后描写苏格拉底最后死的时候，苏格拉底为他自己辩护，他说：“我不是无神论。”
So when Plato's works, when Socrates was defending himself, he says that I'm not an atheist.
他说：“我在那个寺庙里面，我听到神的给我的那个启示。”
He says that I in the temple I've heard the revelation from that God.
他说：“我敬畏的这个神是个卫士之神。”
And he says, the God I worship is this unknown God. I don't know his name. But I know this God is not the deities that you worship. Even though I don't know who this God is, but I know that the gods that you worship is not the true God. Because this true God must be a God of truth. So Socrates was condemned to die on the charge of atheism.
So we see here that Athens, Greece,
We see that the smartest person in Greek, he knows that this God is an unknown God. And in Chinese, we have this unknown God as well.
We know that when the Christians in the Ming Dynasty preached to China, they would think about using Chinese to translate
When Christianity came to the Ming Dynasty, they wanted to use a phrase to translate this Lord.
So, Jesuits
used the word in among religious then this word 上帝.
So, 上帝不是外来的, 上帝是中国土生土长的.
So, the word 上帝 is not imported, it's what we found in China.
所以他就用上帝来 代表就是耶和华上帝。
So he uses this word 上帝 to represent the word Lord.
我们知道中国有道教有佛教。
And we know that in China there's Taoism and Buddhism.
我们知道在那个明朝的时候有个小说家吴承恩写的西游记里面, 然后在西游记里面我们看到那个很多的神, 对不对?
And we see that in the Journey of the West there's many deities in China.
然后在西游记里面他就把这个道教的神和佛教的神就放在一起。
And so in the Journey of the West, it put the gods of the Buddhism and gods of Taoism together and called them gods. And do you know who is the greatest god in Journey to the West?
谁?
Who?
啊? 如来佛祖, 玉皇大帝。 其实玉皇大帝这个词是道教里面的一个称呼。 但是在道教，我们知道是在春秋战国的时候，老子是的《道德经》里面是最早的道教的起源，对不对？
And so this word 玉皇大帝 is the greatest deity in the Journey of West is taken from Taoism.
但是在周朝的就文字记载，在周朝的时候，中国人就已经在敬畏一位神，叫昊天上帝。
But in Zhou Dynasty, there is already the worshipping of this god called Hao Tian Shangdi.
所以在道教出现之前，中国人的民间信仰里面就已经在敬畏这位昊天上帝。
So before Taoism came into light, there is already people worshipping Hao Tian Shangdi in China.
这位昊天上帝就是我们后我们的民间所说的老天爷天。
And so this became what we call heaven, oh heaven.
也就是在后来道教里面所说的玉皇大帝。
And that is what 道教 called the 玉皇大帝。
然后在道德经里面说，这位昊天上帝，他是生而不有，为而不耻，长而不宰。
And then in 道德经，
所以这句话的意思是什么呢？
What does this mean?
这句话的意思就是说，他生养了万物，但是却不据为己有；他为万物尽了力，但却不耻其能，却不耻其能。他助万物生长，而不宰割他们。
And this means that this Jade Emperor, he's created all things, sustained them, but he's not dependent on them.
他是昊天上帝，是诸天之地，圣尊之主。
He says that he's the Lord of all.
Yeah. 掌万天的升降之权，是群匹生成之机。
And he's in charge of everything under heaven.
所以我们在这里看到，就是这个我们在民间的信仰里面，这位老天爷，这位昊天上帝，也是这个希腊里面这个卫士之神。他是一位创造的主。
So even this Hadean Shangdi is the unknown god in the Greek myth because he's the creator of all things.
So 他不仅是一位创造的主，而且是掌管一切的主。
It's not only the creator of all things, but he's the sustainer of all things.
所以无论是在希腊里面的卫士之神，还是中国里面的昊天上帝。
So whether is it an unknown god in the Greek or is it this Hadean Shangdi in Chinese?
还是说道教里面那个道。
Or even the Tao in Taoism.
或者在佛教里面那个道,
or in the Tao in Buddhism.
我们说佛教里面哪有道, 对不对?
How can you say, is there Tao in Buddhism?
佛是什么意思? 释迦牟尼说我悟道了, 所以我就是佛了。
And so the Buddhism ceremony says, I've known the word, so I've become
a Buddha. 所以佛教是悟道的人。
So those who are Buddha are those who knew the word.
所以佛在那个道之下, 对不对?
So Buddha is under the word.
所以佛教，所以释迦牟尼最早的时候，它是一个哲学。所以佛教最早的时候是一种哲学。
So Sakyamuni was Buddhism is actually a philosophy.
但是后来佛教发展又发展成为小乘佛教、大乘佛教。
But then it progressed into different kinds of Buddhism.
那小乘佛教有点像释迦牟尼最原初的意思，它是有点像一门哲学。
And one sect is more like the philosopher of the Buddhist early Buddhism.
但大乘佛教就把乱七八糟的神就创造出来，然后加进去了。
The other sect included all kinds of deities in the Buddhism.
这就好像我们中国，我们最早中国的老祖宗最早敬畏的就是那一位昊天上帝。
It's just like our ancestor in China, they worship this 昊天上帝。
但是在道教之后，在佛教之后，然后你到明朝的时候，你会看到吴承恩把所有的这些乱七八糟的神都加进来了。
But when it comes to the Ming Dynasty, we see all kinds of funny deities being included.
所以无论是希腊的卫士之神，还是中国的昊天上帝，还是道家的道，还是佛教的那个道。
So whether is it the unknown god in Greeks or the 昊天上帝 or the 道，
所以他们都是一位创造的主。
They all are creator god.
都是一位掌管万有的主。
They are one who sustains all things.
所以就是说，虽然没有，所以即使没有圣经的启示，但是世界各个民族都知道这位有一位这位创造的主，有一位掌管一切的主。
So even without revelation, the people of the world know that there is a divine who's created things and sustain all things.
所以这位掌管一切的、创造一切的主就是圣经里面的耶和华上帝。
And this God who creates all things, sustains all things, is the Lord of the Bible.
也就是希腊里面的卫士之神，也是我们中国的昊天上帝。
And that is the unknown God to the Greeks and this 昊天上帝 of the Chinese.
所以保罗在二十四节里面就紧接着说，这是创造宇宙和其中万物的神。
And so in verse 24, Paul says, the God who made the world and everything in it.
所以这位神是创造宇宙和其中万物的，天上、地上、海里面一切的都是他所创造的。
So this God is the one who made everything on earth, in the sea, and in the air.
所以他不仅是创造一切的主，而且是掌管一切的主，他是既是天地的主。
He says that he's not the only creator, but he is the one who sustains all things, the Lord of heaven and earth.
所以他不仅是天地的主，而且是定规这世间一切所有的。
And he's not only the Lord of heaven and earth, but he's the one who sets everything in motion.
所以在二十六节里面就说，他从一本造出万族来住在全地上，而且说预先定准他们的年限和他们所住的疆界。
And so in verse 26, he made from one man every nation of mankind to live on all the face of the earth, having determined a lot of periods.
所以神预先定准了我们人的年限，预先定准了我们的疆界。
We have determined our a lot of periods and the boundaries of our.
今天有很多人觉得自己很了不起，人定胜天。
And today a lot of people are proud and think that we'll win against
heaven. 你人定胜天，你能活到两百岁吗？
Can you live even to 200 years if you say that phrase?
你能活到300岁吗？
Can you live to 3 centuries?
你人定胜天，你还是活在这个地球上面。
Even when you say that phrase proudly, you are still living on this earth.
因为上帝已经定准了我们的年限，他已经定准了我们的疆界。
Because God had determined our allotted periods and our boundaries.
所以我们今天看到有很多不老的传说。
We see that there is many legend of unaging.
有很多返老还童的明星。
Or maybe myth who are people becoming younger.
像我们说那个香港的赵雅芝，对吗？不老的传说。
We see that one of the 赵雅芝 in Hong Kong is an aging legend.
对，还有我们中国大陆的杨钰莹，不老的传说是吗？
哦，杨钰莹 in China.
那他们能活到多少岁
？How old were they?
他们这个年限都是上帝所定的。
Their lives were being determined by God.
你再不老，你有一天还是会死的。
Even if you don't grow older, you will die one day.
所以上帝不仅定准了定规了人的这个疆界和年限，而且定规了世界上所有万物他们的疆界和年限。
And so God has determined all the periods and the boundaries of all creatures.
在以赛亚书的四十五章说：“我造地又造人在地上，我亲手铺张筑天，天上的万象也是我所命定的。”
And so in Isaiah 45 says, God has created the heavens and the earth and all the things in it.
天上的万象都是我所定的。我们说地球绕着太阳转，对不对？然后所有的这些天上的万象，银河系，还有包括其他所有的星系，这些都是神所命定的。
All the starry hosts has been determined by God, the Milky Ways and our galaxies.
所以当大哲学家康德他死的时候，他说：“这一生我有两件事情，我想起来的话，我细思极恐怖。”
And so when the philosopher Kant died, he said, "There's two things that I think of in this life when I thought of them."
有哪两件事情？我仔细的想的时候，我越想就越恐怖。
And these two things, the more I think about it, the greater terror I have.
一件事情就是当我抬头看到满天的繁星的时候。
The first is when I looked upon the sky full of stars.
我看到这个宇宙的时候，看到这个宇宙浩大的时候，我越想心里面就越恐怖。
When I see the vastness of this universe, the more I think, the greater terror I have.
那么第二件事情就是我们的良心。
The second is our conscience.
这个良心从哪里来？
Where does this conscience come from?
为什么不管你是哪一个民族，你是哪一族的人，你是哪种颜色的人，我们都有那个良心。
No matter what kind of human you are, we have the conscience within us.
所以神定规了天上的万有，而且在那个约伯记里面三十八章里面说，当神对约伯说，我造天地的时候，你在哪里呢？
And so when God told Job, when I created heavens and earth, where are you?
他说我造地的时候，我把这个嘴绳放在拉在其上的时候，拉在地上面的时候，你在哪里呢？
It's God, when I created the earth and I put this bit in the mouth of the monster, where were you?
那上帝对约伯说，我用云彩当海的衣服，用幽暗当包裹他的布，为他定了界限，又安眉和栓。
And God has allotted periods and times for even the clouds and the darkness.
然后对海说，你只可到这里，不可越过。
And to the sea, you shall not pass from here.
说的海的狂浪就到此为止。
And the pride of the sea stopped.
所以我们看到这位上帝不仅是创造一切的主，而且是掌管一切的主。
So this God is not just the creator of heaven and earth, but he is the sustainer of all things.
所以天地间的万物都是他所定规的。
So all things on this earth is being allotted by him.
那么上帝和我们人类的关系是什么样的一位是什么样的一个关系呢
？Then what is our relationship to this God？
我们在这里首先看到就是说我们是他所造的。
And over here we see that we are created by him。
我们的生命是他所赐的。
Our life is given by him。
所以他从一本造出万族的人。
So he made from one man every nation of mankind。
他把生命的气息赐给我们。
He gave us the life that we're breathing。
然后保罗在这里引用希腊的一位诗人说：“我们也是他所生的。”
And Paul here uses one of the poets who says, for we are indeed his offspring.
其实我们也看到他是供养我们的这位上帝。
We see that the God is the one who provides for us.
然后在这里说他叫万物赐给我们。
And here you see he gives mankind all things.
所以他不仅是供养我们的上帝，而且是我们的主。
He is not only the one who gives us all things, he is our Lord.
他掌管我们的一切。
He sustains all our lives.
在二十六节说，他定规我们的年限，定规我们所住的疆界。
And verse 26 is determined a lot of periods and boundaries of our
lives. 然后在二十八节里面又说，我们的生活、我们的动作、我们的垂流都在乎他。
And 28, in Him we live and move and have our being.
所以你越想这句话的时候，其实你仔细想的话就很恐怖的。
And the more you think about this, the greater terror you will have.
为什么会越想越恐怖
？Why so?
因为在这里说，我们的生活，我们的生活的每一个方面。我们的生活，我们的动作，我们在地上的每一个动作，然后我们在地上的垂柳，都在乎他。
Because it says that even all the things that we're doing, our living, our moving, and us having a being is in Him.
但是对我们基督徒来说，我们越想是心里面越欢喜快乐。
But to us Christians, the more we think about it, the greater joy we have.
因为我们知道这位上帝是完全接纳我们的上帝。
Because we know that this God is one who accepts us.
因为因着耶稣基督在十字架上为我们而死，他喜悦我们。
Through Jesus Christ dying for us on the cross, He's pleased with us.
所以当我们想到这句话的时候，你想到上帝的慈爱。
So when we think,
越想是心里面越喜乐。
The more we think of this phrase, the more we think of God's grace, and we're joyful.
所以保罗在这里说，所有的这些东西，我们即使就没有神在圣经上给我们的启示，我们每一个人都知道。
So Paul says that even if we do not know God from the Bible, we know that everybody knows that there is this divinity.
无论你是希腊人，无论你是中国人，还是无论你是埃及人、玛雅人，都知道这些东西。
Whether you are Greeks or Egyptians or Mayans or Chinese,
我们都知道这位真正的神是创造天地的神。
And we know that this true God is the God who created the heavens and earth.
我们都知道这位真正的神是主宰一切的神。
And we know that this God is the sustainer of all things.
我们都知道这位真正的神是定规一切的神。
And we know that this God is the God who's determined and allotted our periods and boundaries.
我们都知道这位真正的神，我们生活、我们的动作、我们的存留都在乎他。
And we know that in this God we have our life, our move, and our being.
所以我们都是他所生的。
And we are indeed his offspring.
这些我们都知道。
We all knew this.
所以保罗在罗马书的一章一十九到二十节说神的事情人能知道的已经显明在人的心里面。
So in Romans 1:19, Paul says that all the things has been revealed to us concerning God.
因为神已经给我们显明了。
Because God has revealed it to us.
因为当我们每个人被造的时候，神已经把这些事情放在我们的心里面。
Because when we are created, God has revealed them in our hearts.
所以自从造天地以来，神的神性和永能是明明可知的。
So ever since the creation of the world, the power and the mighty of God is.
是很明显的，每一个人都应该知道的。
And everyone should know.
所以是叫人无可推诿，没有人可以以任何的借口来推诿的。
So that nobody can have an excuse.
但是知道这些并不够。
But knowing this is not enough.
在中世纪十三世纪的时候，有一个很伟大的神学家叫 Thomas Aquinas.
In the medieval time, in the old church period, there's a great philosopher by the name of Thomas Aquinas.
托马斯·阿奎那就是说，他提出五个论证上帝存在的论证。
And Aquinas give five proofs for the existence of God.
那我在这里我没有办法一一来讲这五个论证。
Of course, I don't have time to expound on these proofs that he gave.
这五个论证包括第一推动力。
So the proofs include the first move, first cause.
还有因果之链。
Then the first cause.
还有那个唯一之必然性。
And so the proofs of.
The only necessity. 还有最高级的存在。
And so the great, highest existence.
Yeah, 还有万物之目的。
And the purpose.
他通过这五个方面来论证上帝的存在。
And these five proofs, he wanted to prove the existence of God.
我只举一个。
I will just point to one.
第一推动。
The first move.
第一推动就是说我们世界上任何东西我们会发现它有些在动的，在 move 的，对不对？
You see that all things on this earth is moving.
所以当一个东西在 move 的时候，你一定有别的东西在推它的，是不是
？If something is moving in this world, something else must be moving, must be pushing it along.
所以如果有这个东西在推这个东西，那么你应该有另外一个东西在推这个东西的东西。
So there's always a cause of the move on the thing that's moving.
所以我们这样就无限的推下去，就一定有一个第一个来推动其他所有一切的东西，那个就叫第一推动力。
And so if you move back all the way, there is this first mover that moves all things.
所以这个第一推动的话，就是上帝。
And this first move, Aquinas says, is God.
所以这是阿奎那他的那个论证。
This is a proof of Aquinas.
阿奎那的论证，他能够证明就是有一位上帝存在。
So he can prove that there is a God who exists.
但是他没有办法来告诉我们这位上帝是谁。
But he cannot tell us who this God is.
为什么
？Why？
大家有没有想过为什么
？Why？
你如果看他这个推证的时候，他这个推证永远就是说，他是一个序列，对不对？他这个序列是一个有限的序列。
And so if you look at his proof, it's always a series that is always finite.
所以他最终能够推到这个宇宙当中的这个受造界的第一推动力。
You can only prove to the first move in this created world.
但是这个受造界和这个创造主之间的那个 gap, 那个鸿沟是一个有限到无限的这个 gap.
But there is a gap between the creature and the creator.
所以你这个再推，你这个序列再大，你也没有办法从有限跳到无限去。
So no matter how you do with the series in the created world, you can never jump to the creator.
所以他的只能推动这个受造界的这个第一推动力，他没有办法来从这个受造界的第一推动力跳到那个无限界去。
So he can only deduce that there is this first move in a created world. He can never know the creator.
但是上帝是那个无限当中永恒当中的那个第一推动力。
But God is this creator who is the unmoved mover in the created world.
所以我们只能够认识到这个在这个受造界当中的第一推动力。
So we can only know the first move in this created world.
那是上帝的影子。
That is just the shadow of God.
那是上帝在这个约当中，在这个受造界当中的影子。
It's only the shadow of God in this created world.
所以我们没有办法借着这些事情能够认识这位真正的上帝，知道这位真正的上帝是谁。我们只能知道有一位上帝存在。
We can only know through these things that a God exists, but we can never know who this God is.
所以保罗紧接着在这后面就说：世人蒙昧无知的时候，神却不鉴察。
And Paul says that times of ignorance God overlooked.
但是如今却吩咐各处的人悔改。保罗的意思就是说，如今这个福音传到你们这里，所以你们要悔改。
But he says that, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent, meaning that the gospel has come among them, they are to repent.
如今这个你们听到这个福音，你们听到上帝差遣他的独生子为你们而死。
You have heard this gospel that God sent his only son to die for you.
你们听到这个耶稣基督从死里复活。
You have heard about the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以你们就应当认真地去面对这件事情。
Then you should seriously face this issue.
唯一正确的回应就是悔改。
The only right response is to repent.
因为他已经定了那个日子。
Because he has allotted the periods.
因为谁已经定了那个日子，就是耶稣基督再来的那一天。
Because God has allotted the day of judgment when Jesus comes again.
神要借着耶稣基督，就他所设立的人，就是耶稣基督来按着公义来审判全天下。
And God will fix the day on which he will judge the world in righteousness by Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姐妹，现在是耶稣，我们处在耶稣基督的第一次再来和第二次再来当中的时候，我们还有机会。
And so, brothers and sisters, between the two comings of Jesus Christ, we still have opportunity.
所以当你们今天听到这个福音的时候，听到耶稣基督为我们的罪被钉在十字架上的时候，为我们而死的时候，我们还有机会。
So when you hear the gospel today that Jesus Christ died on the cross for you, we still have opportunity.
当我们听到耶稣基督是为我们的过犯被压伤，为我们的罪被钉死的时候，我们还有机会。
When we hear that Christ died for our transgressions, we still have opportunity.
所以我们只要凭着信心接受耶稣基督做我们的救主。
And through faith, we have to receive him as our Savior.
神就在耶稣基督里面悦纳我们，接受我们成为他的儿女。
And God will receive us in Jesus Christ as his children.
但是等到耶稣基督再来的那一天，第二次再来的那一天是审判的时候。
So when the second coming of Jesus is here, it is the time of judgment.
那个时候机会就没了。
And there will be no more opportunities then.
他第二次再来的时候，他是一个公义的审判者，他要按公义来审判全天下。
In the second coming, he is the righteous judge to judge everywhere.
没有一个人在神的公义面前能够站立得住。
No one can stand before the righteous God.
而且神叫耶稣基督从死里复活。
And God has caused Jesus to rise from the dead.
耶稣基督的死里复活给我们做了这个可信的凭据。
His resurrection is a sure evidence for us.
因为他死为我们而死。
Because he died for our death.
他为我们赎罪。
He atoned for our sins.
他替我们而死。
He died for us.
他的复活证明他是上帝的儿子。
And his resurrection proves that he is the Son of God.
他的复活证明他完成了亚当之约，得到了约中永生的祝福。
And his resurrection proves that he has fulfilled the covenant of Adam, receiving the blessing.
耶稣基督的死里复活给我们做了可信的凭据。
His resurrection is our sure evidence.
所以这是福音的核心的内容。
This is the core message of the gospel.
所以当我们听到这些福音的时候，听到这些信息的时候，我们该如何回应呢？
So when we hear the gospel message, what should our response be?
然后在这里有不同的回应。
There are different responses we see here.
有些人讥笑他。
And some mocked at Paul.
在十八节里面，当保罗在这个会堂里面，在这个在市场上与这个哲学家辩论的时候，有的人就说这胡言乱语的在讲什么呢？
In verse 18, when Paul was in the marketplace in the synagogue and with the philosopher, some say, "Who is this babbler?"
当保罗在亚律巴谷给这些官长讲话的时候，他们听了之后，有些人就讥笑他。
And so when Paul talked to the judges in Areopagus, some mocked him.
这是第一类人。
This is the first type of response.
所以他们的观念是非常 close 的。
And their opinions are very close.
他们不愿意变化。
They don't want to change.
所以这些人不愿意接受新的东西。
They don't want to accept new things.
他们一听到与他们的以前所思想的不一样，马上就是抵制，马上就是拒绝。
When they heard something that's different from what they're holding, they immediately reject it.
他们不愿意改变。
They're not willing to change.
所以他们就丧失了得救的这个机会。
And so they've passed this opportunity of being saved.
还有第二类人是这个，就是像我们在这个大都市，北上广，北京、上海、广州，啊，这个大都市里面，然后我们每日工作的很繁忙，然后就是在饭后茶余找一些新奇的东西来娱乐我们自己。
And so some are those who are like people in the big cities. They're very busy and they just don't have anything but they just want the new things, so telling or hearing something new.
所以这些人不是今天才有的啊。
It's not that only in today that we have such people.
我们看到在两千多年前雅典就有这一群人了。
Even in Athens, there are such people.
所以在19到21节这一群人，他们说：“你们有，我听说你有一些新奇的事情， 你可以可不可以给我们讲一讲来娱乐我们呢
？In verses 20 to 21, he says, "Oh, we heard that you have something new. Can you tell us and entertain us?"
所以这些事情，这些人没有很严肃的来面对保罗所传讲的福音，他们把它当作是个饭后茶余的谈资。
They think of it as something just of a normal, simple talk, and they never really seriously consider what Paul is saying.
没有把它当作是个锦上添花的东西。
They treat it as just an ornament.
我们今天对待福音是一个什么样的态度
？But what kind of attitude should we have to the gospel?
我们是这样的一个态度吗
？Is our attitude in the same as them?
但是还有第三类的人。
But there's the third type of people.
我们在这里看到有几个贴近他的人信了主。
We see that some men who are close to him believed.
其中有亚略巴古的官丢尼修，还有一个妇人名叫大玛利，还有其他的人一同信主。
And so there were Dionysius the Areopagite, and then there's a woman named Damaris and others.
所以这些人听到保罗所传讲的信心，听到保罗所传讲那个未始之神，这位创造天地的主，这位掌管一切的主，这位定规一切的主，他们就知道他们的心里面知道。这位神是真正的神。
And so when these people, they heard what Paul is preaching about, the unknown God, the God who allotted everything, the God who's the creator and the provider, in their hearts, they know that this is the real God.
所以这位神是真正的创造天地的主，一切都是他所造的。
And they know that this is the true creator, all things are made by him.
所以他是阿尔法，他是欧米伽。
And he is Alpha and Omega.
不像希腊的宙斯一样，还是被别人所生的。
It is not like Zeus born of others.
所以他们听到这保罗所传讲的这位未始之神的时候，他们就知道这是真正创造天地的主。
So when they heard that Paul preached about this unknown God, they know that this is the Creator.
所以他们就愿意认真的去思考这个问题。
So wanted to seriously consider this question.
所以他们就相信，他们就跟随。
So they believed and they followed.
所以今天我们讲到这个未始之神，这位未始之神就是我们。中国人的所说的老天爷。
And so when we talk about this unknown God, it is this heavens of the Chinese.
就是我们民间里面，我们在中国老祖宗里面所说的昊天上帝。
And this is what our ancestors called the 昊天上帝。
这是我们中国人最早敬畏的那一位神。
This is what our ancestors believed and worshipped in the very beginning.
所以我们想到这位创造天地的主的时候，我们想到这位掌管一切的主的时候，这位定规一切的主的时候，保罗在这里说，我今天要告诉你关于他更多的信息。
And so when we think of this creator, sustainer, provider, Paul says, I want to tell you more about him.
我今天要告诉你他爱我们。
I want to tell you that he loves us.
我今天要告诉你他因着爱我们，所以他差遣他的独生子，耶稣基督来到这世上，为我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
I want to tell you that because he loves us, he has sent his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to die for us on the cross.
所以因为他爱我们，他就在耶稣基督里面赦免我们的罪。
And because he loved us in Jesus Christ, he has forgiven our sins.
因为他爱我们，他涂抹我们一切的过犯，接纳我们成为他的儿女。
And because he loved us, he has blot out our transgressions and accepted, adopted us as children.
所以我们今天，当我们听到这个信息的时候，你所做的唯一的一件事就是你要相信他。
So the only thing that you need to do when today when you hear this is to believe him.
接受他进到你的心里面来做你的救主。
To receive him as your savior.
所以耶稣说我在门外叩门，听见我叩门的就给我开门，我就要进到他里面去。
So Jesus says, I'm standing at the door, behold, I'm knocking, and those who open the door, I will sit with him.
所以当我们今天听到福音的时候，我们如何去回应？
So today when we hear the gospel, how should we respond?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
天父亲爱的主啊，
我们感谢赞美你。 We give thanks and praise to you.
我们知道在无论是在世界上每个民族里面，我们都知道，我们心里面都知道有一位创造天地的主。
Whatever tribe of nations, we know that Lord, in our hearts there is a creator. We know that there is a creator.
我们都知道这位创造天地的主也是掌管一切的主。
We know that this creator is sovereign over all things.
也是定规一切的主。
He has determined a lot of periods and boundaries.
主，我们感谢你，主啊，你借着这福音就把你自己向我们启示出来。
Oh Lord, we give thanks to you that through the gospel you have revealed yourself to us.
你借着你的儿子耶稣基督就丰丰满满的把你的恩典和真理赐给我们。
Through your Son Jesus Christ, you have given us your full mercy and compassion.
让我们今天在耶稣基督里面就可以得到所有的祝福。
So that in Jesus Christ we can receive all the blessings today.
我们的罪被赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
我们被接纳成为你的儿女。
We're adopted as your children.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你。
We give thanks and praise to you.
主啊，我们也为我们中间还没有认识你的人向你祷告。
Oh Lord, we also pray for those who have not known you amongst us.
愿他们今天听到这样的信心，主啊，他们的心就愿意 俯伏在你的面前。
Through today's message, we pray that their hearts can be submissive to you.
主啊，愿你的灵也借着你的话语在他们的心里面动工。
And may your spirit work through your words in their hearts.
使他们知道他们今天所遇见的这位神就是那位真正的神，创造天地的主。
So that they know that this God whom they encounter today is the true God, the creator of heaven and earth.
主啊，使他们愿意降服在你的面前，愿意接受你做他们的救主。
O Lord, may they be submissive before you and to receive you as their Savior.
主啊，我们感谢赞美你，我们这样的祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.